off Echo. Someone just ker-chunking for no reason. Quebec 4, you said Bravo Golf Echo. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar. Oscar, were you asking for a radio check?
No, sir, but I was wondering who was just ker-chunking over and over and over, if it was just my radio doing something weird.
I wish I knew, too, because it does get kind of annoying, doesn't it?
Sure it does, and I've noticed it's almost every time I drive in this car during the day, it's always ker-chunking, but I don't want to assume someone's doing it to be malicious. Maybe it might be my radio, but I don't think a radio just ker-chunks for no reason.
Mine's doing it, too, just so you know.
That's probably some gadget just trying to, I guess, get people fired up. Who knows? How's your day going?
Very long. Went to work and sat there and did nothing but twiddle my thumbs all day. But I think some people might do it testing out a radio or something. I don't know. But it doesn't do it all the time. Just, like, it happens, like, every so often in my end.
I'm not no angel. I've ker-chunked before, but usually when I ker-chunk, I'm just trying to see if it's in range, and I'm not going to be down in the weeds. And if I'm not in the weeds, I'll go ahead and throw out my call sign. I mean, like I say, I'm no angel, but I don't just do it over and over. I know on the repeater that's not needed.
Roger that. Who knows? They might not even have a call sign yet. Just be testing out equipment to listen in on.
Do that. But, oh well. Been shooting any pool lately? I know you had a lead night, I think, just a few nights ago. How'd you do?
You got off some micro chunk. But, actually, Thursday night, nobody really shot well except for one person on our team. But last night we had a pretty big tournament. There was normally like 15 to 20 people, but it was ended up being 33 last night. So I didn't get home till after midnight and had to be right back up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
Well, how'd you do in the tournament?
I think I did too shabby because there were some pretty heavy hitters out there, like some of the best in the entire league, and I actually almost beat that guy last night, and he came to me after the match, and he was just heaping all kinds of praise on me, said, man, you, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it because you're getting a lot better real quick. I was like, okay, cool. And he did that right in front of my coach, who happens to be among the best in the league. He's not the best, but he's among the best.
Good thing, then. I mean, and I'd rather lose 100 times on a close game than to cheat and win by a lot or to skunk somebody. I think a close game's a lot funner than skunking someone, Roger?
Roger that. He had two balls on the table, and I had a shot on the eight ball, and I just barely missed it. Because it was a difficult shot, but I barely missed it. I was like, oh, my gosh. I kept hearing him the whole time. He was talking to his daughter, who he's trying to prepare to get in the league when she turns 18. He kept saying, watch him F this up, watch him do that wrong, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, my God, what the heck? Whoa, okay.
He's trying to play in your head. He's playing in mind games. But, yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, you know, especially when someone who's really good comes and compliments, you know, your progress, it really gives you a sense of, you know, some satisfaction. Let you know that, hey, like, all this hard work's paying off, and that's always a plus.
I don't think he was trying to say it where I could hear it, but I still heard him because I try to listen in for what my opponent might be saying, but Yeah, he really wasn't talking that loud, but I heard him though.
Yeah, exactly. You can learn a lot just by, you know, listening in. I mean, you learn more by listening than you do by actually talking. And it took a long time for me to realize that. But, I mean, hey, you were right there at it, man.
No.
I mean, and was this 8-ball or 9-ball?
Tonight it was 8-ball, and tomorrow night we've got an 8-ball singles competition where you can, it's part of the league stuff, so if you win the competition tomorrow night, you can go to the regionals, which will be in Fletcher, North Carolina, and if you place high enough there, you get an actual opportunity to go to Las Vegas, all expenses paid. So, but yeah, he was saying, I think I was doing the exact opposite of what he thought I was going to do. And he's like, where did he, I actually heard him say this, how did he learn how to do that? So, I mean, that kind of gave me a sense of confidence, dude. Especially like you said, when he came afterward and started giving me praise, he said, you're getting there really fast. Just keep doing whatever you're doing. Keep doing it.
He kept him on his toes, which is a good thing. And all expenses paid to Vegas, man. You better hang his mic up, get that cue in your hand.
Tomorrow night, I'm going to probably lay it down early tonight. I'm beaten. I got to get up and do the same thing all over again tomorrow. I go in and just probably just twiddle my thumbs for the most part. But, last time, matter of fact, we had the 9-ball tournament. It wasn't league play, but tournament Sunday night he came. And I had to play him then. And same thing. He come to me later on. He said, man, nobody got anywhere near as close to beat me as you did. And there were some heavy hitters out there. I mean, like some really, really heavy hitters, like really good players. And one of them happened to be my coach. But I don't know if he played him or not the other night, but he played him last night. But yeah, he really did. He's not one to generally coach somebody, but he agreed he was going to coach me. But I rarely get to see him, so I took on this other guy that's on my 9-ball team, who's a heavy hitter, and he started coaching me. He's like, all this fancy stuff that you're learning, throw it out the window when you play me, because I'm going to coach you on fundamentals. I said, okay. But when we play, my coach and I, that is, and he'll leave me in a certain situation, and he just watches his back and watches what I do. He's like, oh, my God, that's good. That's a good shot. I mean, I kind of impressed. They understand that I'm willing to learn anything, because I'll go watch videos on YouTube about these things, about these other little tricks and stuff. But like I said, my coach, he's like, just throw out the window when you play me, because I'm going to teach you the fundamentals. That's okay. And he, believe it or not, he does. If I make a mistake on the fundamentals, he'll call me on it real quick. He says, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, try this next time. And that's why we're playing. So that's good. I like that. I really, really like the fact that he's willing to do that.
In fact, if he's not calling you out on your foundational work, then your structure will be weakened. So the fact that he's willing to structure you with the foundation first and then build from that, it's going to build a strong house or a strong structure, which is a good thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy because I feel like the younger generation, like even my generation, they don't ever take the time or take the initiative to even learn anything, much less, you know, like sticking to fundamentals before they go on to the bigger stuff. And see, I don't even know a lot about pool. I mean, I know how to play it. I know what English is. But, man, I don't know when to use the English, when not to use the English and all that jazz, and if I should do bottom left rather than top right, you know. But I will tell you this, it is fun to watch. There's one guy, I like to watch some of his stuff. From him shooting on TV was Efren Reyes. I'm sure you know that name pretty well.
The Magician, I love watching his videos. I watched about five of them a day while I had free time on my hands. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about when you say Efren Reyes. But, I think that my coach kind of likes the fact that I'm actually doing this, learning this other stuff too, while I'm not playing him, and I'm still trying to work on my fundamental part, foundation, like you said, foundational work. And he even told me, he's like, man, you're definitely getting a lot better really quick. And when the best guy in the entire league comes and tells you that right in front of him, that's probably saying a lot.
Roger that, that's definitely saying something, man, for sure. I mean, you don't get that by being, you know, just lackadaisical about, you know, learning. So he's definitely taking notice, which is a good thing. And not only that, but coach even more to work even harder with you and really shows that you're trying. So that's a good thing, man, for sure, for sure.
When I put those like really crazy shots together, and I even call, I'm gonna do this right here. He's like, "What are you looking at? I'm gonna do this right here." And he, you see it in his face. He's like, and I tell him, "Just let me try." He's like, "Okay, go ahead." And then when I do, he's like, "Whoa, really, really good shot, good shape, good leave, good speed, everything." I mean, he praises me on everything I do right, and then. Like I told you, he will call me out when I make a mistake on my foundational part. So, yeah, here's the thing. A lot of people don't know how to take him when they first meet him. They think he's like the biggest beehole, if you know what I mean. But I'm kind of the same way. I just blunt. But he doesn't mean anything by it. He just blurts it out. But he means well. And a lot of people don't get that about him. But I kind of take a liking to him because he's like that.
Much as that. Yeah, my wife for years has told me I sound a little too gruff when I talk. So I've had to try to kind of watch how I speak sometimes because I'm the same way. It's like, just lay it out there. There it is. Which, you know, I worked with a really good friend of mine, and that's how we were. He always was, and a lot of the, he was the supervisor, so a lot of the guys, when they were new, they always thought he was just being a real jerk. But it's like, no, he genuinely cares and wants you to succeed at your job. So he's just going to tell you flat out, don't do this, do this instead. Or, hey, that's good, this is not. But a lot of people take it as like a rude gesture, and it's not meant in any way to be rude. It's just saying, what you're doing here is not right, what you're doing here is. You know, it's just that correctional criticism, but people just don't handle that anymore.
To approach somebody and ask them to coach you, you've got to be open-minded to when they say stuff like that. And that's why Joey, the top guy in the league, first thing he says, I don't like coaching people. If I'm gonna coach you, then you got to shut up and listen. I'm like, okay. So whenever he and I actually practice, he'll coach me a little bit too. He'll teach me this, he'll teach me that. Or if he's sitting there on the side watching while we're practicing, getting ready for the tournaments or league play, he'll come up and tell, hey, I'll do this instead. Okay, now I do it. He's like, see? And then I went and recently purchased two new sticks. And last night, he's like, when he saw how I was shooting, he said, how do you like them wood sticks? I said, you like them, don't you? I said, yeah, I do. He said, that's why I prefer them. And he took my stick from me the other night because I had a little challenge. I might could have maybe won a little bit. And I kind of screwed up, but... But he took my sticks and just started showing me stuff with my own sticks I'd never seen before. I was like, cool. Now I know I can do it. I'm going to do it.
For BGE for ID.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. And see, I like having people do that as well because we sometimes, or at least I'll speak for myself, but I can't see the mistake I'm making from inside the box. So I need someone to open the box and look in and say, oh, there's your problem. And that's even like with, you know, my job, a lot of guys got upset because, you know, they had to start out weed eating and everybody wants to jump on a mower. And it's like, you got to learn how to weed eat before you can learn how to mow. And they always got upset when you would criticize their weed eating. And it's like, dude, if you have this type of mentality, you know, you're not going to go far. You know, sometimes you don't see the mistake because it's right there under you and you're overlooking. I said, but us, we can see it from outside the box. We're just trying to help. But like I say, some people just don't take to it.
He was trying to tell me something one night, and I was misunderstanding what he was saying. He's like, see, that's why I don't like coaching people right here, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody else explained to me what he was trying to say. Oh, I was like, oh, that's what you're saying? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay, I get that. Yes, definitely, I get that. I definitely get that. So he understood that I was just misunderstanding what he was trying to tell me. So, and then it came all together last night when he saw how well I was shooting with the new sticks, because it was about my new sticks. So it all came together, you know, so we kind of mended that fence real quick once somebody else explained to me what he was trying to tell me. And I don't know, it's cool. I mean, you got people that are that good, they're not too cocky to be able to teach you something. Not unwilling to teach you something. If they're that good and they see that you really, truly are trying to learn. And like I said last night, he said, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. So, yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's a good community. We got some people that are jerks that just think they're it, if you know what I mean. And they're good, but they just think they're it, don't have to practice and learn anymore. But here's one thing I've come to find out, too. I think they're so high up that they don't have enough people like me to start getting better, to challenge them, you know what I mean? So now that I've actually given them a couple of real challenges, because I played them, I said, whatever you do, don't hold back. That's the only way I can learn. He said, I promise you I won't. And I took him to the limit two straight matches. So, and I'm way below him, but he's like, you're almost there. You're getting there real quick. You're almost there. Just keep doing what you're doing. So I was like, cool.
That's awesome. And you're right, man. It's like some people, they think what they have should be a secret and they shouldn't pass it on. But, man, if you don't pass it on, it dies with you. You know what I'm saying? And I can't stand that. I mean, there are some things that, you know, you might want to keep to yourself, but when it comes to something like, you know, teaching, you know, for example, pool, or, you know, trying to be better at something, you should always try to help those who want to be better, you know. Well, when you see that they don't even want to put in the work, it's like, okay, I'm keeping this to myself because they're not even willing nor trying. I kind of come out all stumbled. I kind of lost track of where I was going with it. So, but there it is.
But like I said, I think people like him, his problem is he doesn't have enough people in the league that are willing to learn and to actually present challenges to him, because he's got his circle and a couple of people up there. There's actually one in particular. I'm not going to say no names, but he just thinks he's it, and ain't nobody gonna beat him. But I go to some of his tournaments that he holds, and yeah, he gets beat. He takes it humbly because, I mean, his tournaments, they got some people that are not even in the league that can actually shoot. But, yeah, he gets a little cocky whenever I come around, and he's the only, well, him and the best player in the league, because that guy's like among top three, and there's a couple other people, but I've actually beaten two of the four now. The top four best, I've beaten two of them, and one of them is my coach. I've actually beaten him and the guy. He said, my star pupil, you beat me and him back to back, which I did one night. He was impressed that I actually did that. But Joey, I've taken him to the limit. That's Joey. That's the top player in the league. And the other guy, I've played Joey three times total, but I've taken him to the limit both times. But the other guy, I haven't quite got there yet, but he's still not as good as Joey.
Yeah, that's a good sign if you're beating them back to back. Yeah, that means you're becoming a force to reckon with now. But anyways, I greatly appreciate the QSO and enjoyed the conversation. But I'm here at my destination, and I gotta go do the adult chores that I was in such a hurry to grow up to do. Unfortunately. But anyways, I'll catch you on the flip side. 73 is my friend. Enjoyed it. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas. And if I don't get to speak with you until next year, hope you had a good New Year's. This is KQ4 BGE 73s, and I'll let you tie the ribbon.
KQ4 BGE, this is KQ4 LOO, and yes, I have enjoyed this too. Especially considering you remember that I actually shoot pool. But yeah, I appreciate that. But yeah, I'll let you go. And as far as me, I'm just going to enjoy a beer or two and then go home and take a shower and probably lay it down for the night. Good talk to you. KQ4 LOO, we'll be standing by.
4ZEW, could I get a signal check, please?
If you said KO4EZW or something like that, this is KQ4 LOO, you sounded pretty good.
That's KO4ZEW, Zulu Echo Whiskey. And I'm just swapping around some stuff in my ham station, just checking to see that all works, and RFI issues and stuff like that. So, awesome. Looks like I got the dual band side fixed.
Got a tiny bit of static. Your voice is clear. It's got a little shh sound in the background. But other than that, it sounds pretty good.
Okay, that's definitely something on my end, because I hear it also when you're talking. So it's something here, and I am trying to track down an RFI issue, so it could be part of that. So great, that tells me a lot. Thank you very much.
Brother, KQ4, LOLO, standing by.